thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you for everyone here today, Lord. We lift up your name. We magnify your name. King of kings, King of glory. Thank you for the things you're doing in our lives. We don't take any moment for granted. We don't take it for granted that you saved us, that you pay the price for our sins, and we are free. We have become the righteousness of God. Our sins were wiped. We are not condemned. We are free from condemnation. We lift up our hands and our voices to thank you for the work you've done in our lives. Thank you for saving us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord. Clap your hands and praise Him. Glorify His name. Thank you, Jesus, for our lives today. Raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for my life today. Thank you, Jesus, for my life today. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You and I know where Jesus has brought us from. Yes. You know where He has brought us from. You know where we are coming from. He's been so good to us. Oh yes, God has been good to us. Oh yes, God has been good to us. Oh yes, God has been good to us. You know where He's brought us from. We have a testimony. Yes. Do you have a testimony? Yeah, turn to your neighbor and say, do you have a testimony? Yes, ask someone, do you have a testimony? You know, all of us, God has kept us. Yes. Whether we know it or not, He has done something powerful for us. We praise Him. We magnify Him because we are alive. Amen. We are alive. And we are glad for that. That we are alive. And God has blessed us. Yeah, He has done great things in our lives. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Now give a high five to someone close to you. Amen. All right, and if you're sitting, allow me to ask you to stand if you're sitting. Okay, and when you stand, I want you to put a big smile on your face.
Okay.
Yeah, like this. Yes. I pray that the anointing of a smile comes on your face. All right, put a big smile on your face. If you've never smiled, let this be your first time to smile. All right, okay, let's all smile. Including Amot. Smile. Yeah. Yeah, everyone smile. Okay, now keep your smile. Keep your smile. And then do this to everyone in the church. Everybody, turn around. Everybody, smile and wave.
Yes,
yes. No. Some of you are doing this. Like, no. Put some Yes. Everybody, smile. We are in the house of the Lord. We are brothers and sisters. Yes, we are brothers and sisters. You don't have any enemy here. No enemies. Or no enemies. Everyone is loving. Everyone is kind. Everyone is nice. Yeah, so wave. With a big smile. Yes. Wonderful. It's beautiful, isn't it? Wow. Everyone say, wow. It is beautiful. Yes, David says, I was glad when they told me that I should go in the house of the Lord. Yeah, are you glad to be in the house?
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. We are glad to be in the house of the Lord today. Oh my God. Are you glad? Everyone say, I am glad. Yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, wow.
Wow.
It is beautiful.
Chirunji.
Amazing. Praise the Lord. I love what Amita did. She did this. Everyone do this. Wow. You know, some of you are tensed. Relax, you know. Some of you are tense. Relax. Say, wow. Amazing. Wonderful. Amen. Our Swedish brothers and sisters, underbart.
Underbart.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. All right. City Church, what are we about? We are about the Great Commission. Manifesting Christ in our everyday life, preaching the unconditional love and grace of God to the nations of the world, leading people into an intimate relationship with God. Woo-hoo!
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. That is what we are about. And if you join, that's what you join. If you give, that's what you give to. When you support, that's what you support. We want to see transformation in communities. Amen. And we thank God for what he's doing in Butabika. This place was forgotten. In Kampala. Even the police couldn't come here. But until City Church came, now you see cars coming in here and everyone is free. Eh? Yeah, the police walks here, no one questions them. You know, asking police, what are you doing here, police? But now they are free. Yeah, we are no longer criminals. Okay, raise your hands and say, we are no longer criminals. We are good citizens. Yes, we are no longer criminals. God has changed us. Yeah, we used to be.
You know,
the police couldn't even come close to us. But we are no longer criminals. Amen. We are children of God. The community is changing. Kampala is changing. Come on, shout and say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's give to the Lord. Amen. Let's prepare our offering. We give to the Lord. If you need an envelope, the ushers will help you. And they will bring it to you. Man, good to see all of you. Good to see all of you. Welcome to church. Welcome to church. Good to see you. Okay, so we are giving now. If you need an envelope, they will bring it to you. If you show them your hand, they will bring it to you. If you want to give online, I believe I believe the information is on the screen. No?
Information.
If you don't, if you, if I don't know if it's coming, but if you want to give online, the information is also on the envelope, so you can take the envelope and get that information. Okay, so we are getting ready to give our tithes and our offerings and any seed you want to give. Worship team, thank you so much. You can see it. Love you.
Worship team.
Thank you so much for serving us today. Love you guys. Love you guys. When they say I love you, say I love you too. Okay, love you guys. Yes. All right. Okay. So go and sit. Thank you. Are you happy to be in church today? Yes, we are happy to be in church. It's our culture to come to church every Sunday. Don't be like them that don't fellowship. Amen. We come to church every Sunday. All right, are you ready to give? Okay, can we pray for the offering? Those of you that are giving online and those of you that are giving cash, may God bless you. Father, we thank you. Raise your offering and thank God for giving you power to make wealth. Lord, we honor you, we worship you. We don't pay you for what you've done for us. No, we are not paying you, but we worship you with our substance. Where our treasures are, our hearts are also. Where our treasures are, our hearts are also. Lord, we worship you today in spirit and in truth. We come to bless you for the things you're doing in your kingdom. And we partner with you to transform lives. And Father, we thank you for the blessing that follows givers. When we give, we receive abundantly. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, if you are in this side, please come and give here. If you are that side, you can come and give there. God bless you. We are givers. 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 We are not beggars, we are givers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wonderful.
Chirunji.
Wonderful, wonderful, Chirunji. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus.
Webale Yesu.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. Are we done? Okay, so I have a few things to do before we go in the Word. Thank you so much for your giving. We are working on the wall behind. I know that when you, as you came, you could see the difference. Yeah, so work has been going on this week. Last week, sorry. Work went on very well. Work went on very well. So we have done all this part, right from here, all the way to this part here, from behind. So we are waterproofing the wall. Yeah, am I right, Dave? From this point to the other point.
Okuva kumpa jeno,
the whole
tusa kumpa jeri.
Sorry? The little one here. Yeah, but we'll finish it. So all the this part is done. Apart from a small part here. So we are remaining with that part there. And the other part at the end. And so we are waterproofing it from behind, and after that we'll come and work on our backdrop. Okay, and then from there we do the floor. We are also doing the stairs and the ramp. And then we'll do the floor. Then we work on the lights and the sound. Our building is open. But we're going to cover it with green. So within the next 3 years, it's going to be different here. You know, nature, you know, and it's going to be beautiful. Everyone say beautiful. Yeah, we love beautiful things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much for your giving. We pray that God will continue to bless us as we grow and build and build the church. Amen. We thank God. We really thank God for what He's doing in our church life. We have two weddings that are coming very soon. Two weddings. One is in February. Another one is in March. So we want to thank God. Yes. Abakitegedde bayimiridde ne bakuba mu ngalo gwa takitegedde tuula. Nja kusabira. I will pray for you. Okay, so no, we have two weddings. One is in February. Another one is in March. So I'm gonna ask Perfect Peter to help me. I have some beautiful pictures there.
Peter tuyamba ide bifananye birungi.
Do we? Are we ready? Yes. This is a good thing. One more thing. We want to celebrate God for what He's doing at City on the Hill Church.
City on the Hill Church
comes from this church. And so Pastor Patrick has done a great work. Yes. Thank you so much for working. So tell us what is happening briefly.
Well, praise the Lord, Church. Great things are happening at the City on a Hill Church.
So, chino che chizimbe. Chizimbe muchiraba, yeah. That's the building.
Yeah. The church building is coming up. It's 100 feet by 60 feet by 26 feet up, sitting about 800 people. We believe in the harvest in that place.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what is happening.
So, chigena kutuza abantu?
800. Lunana.
Lunana.
Yeah. We've created room for an overflow in case the numbers increase. We know the numbers are going to increase.
Yes.
We've given it an overflow provision.
Yeah. So mula bato si chanya ulonyo kuchino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like home. Yes.
Yeah, like home. So that's the building, and the church is growing. And very soon we shall go there to open it up, to launch it. Amen. So that community is getting transformed. A lot of people are being transformed there. When Pastor Patrick went there, it was a bush. And he invited us to go. So we went to see. And I had to pull my pants up, you know. Because we went through the bush, you know, and rocks. But now it is a city on the hill. There is a big farm there. Just Earth is there.
Just Earth, na yo way.
And Amos was there yesterday.
Uncle Amos yebaddeyo jo.
Working.
Ngakola.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. Oh, that is the
Farmer Field School.
You see the food. They are growing food. People are going to get food. This is exciting. So they are growing food. Pastor Patrick has done a lot of medical camps there, yeah. Treating people.
Yes,
and
because the camps are in years.
Yeah, people are getting medical care. And now we are teaching them to grow food so that they can have food to eat and they can sell, take kids to school, and we want them to build homes. Many of them don't have good homes. But through through just earth they will build homes.
Just
like what God has done in Rakai district. So now this is our second school. We want to take those schools all over the country. Create food security and help people to get income. It's beautiful, amen? Are you happy that your church is doing this? Amen. We are about the Great Commission. All right. So thank you so much. Father, we thank you for Pastor Patrick. Those of you don't know him, he's the one. We thank you for Pastor Patrick, for the work he's doing and his team in Greater Masaka. We thank you for sending him there. And we thank you for the work you're using our church family to do. We bless the church in Stockholm, the church in Kampala, and church in Masaka. We are blessed. We are increasing every day for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And we also have an opportunity today. We have a team from Sweden. I'm going to ask Bent to come from Sweden to come and say hello to us. And he has a team. They are here on a mission. Yeah, so we thank God for Sweden. And the relationship Sweden and Uganda is building. To the glory of the Lord. So welcome here. Welcome in here. Okay.
Say something to us. Okay, my name is Ben, and we have been coming to Kampala for 7 years now. And we were invited and challenged by a man who moved to our city who grew up in a school in Kabowa. And it was a school called St. Annas. Yeah. And it used to be a big and successful school, but it had fallen apart. And so we have been raising money in Sweden. It's been restored now. And we have about, it used to be four, it was four kids when we started. And now we've been blessed with about 450 kids. Yeah. And the reason why we came here is that it was a reunion of my old church in Stockholm. In a city called Vallentuna, who had a new pastor, his name is Paul. And he told me about the city church of Kampala. Yeah, so we said we should go there. He recommended us to come to this church. So that's really why we are here. So we are a group of 11 people. And we're going to stay for a week. And we're going to paint. And we're going to fix a kid's toilet. And we're going to do a lot of stuff. And to me, Uganda is really my second home. So thanks for a joyful atmosphere of this church. It's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. And we pray that your trip here will be successful. And we don't take it for granted that you came to worship with us today. It's beautiful. Amen. Let's clap our hands and thank God for using them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. It's a good thing. Okay, so I have a few minutes to share the word with you. Amen. It's a good service.
Service nunji.
It's a very good service.
Service nunji.
You're taking a picture. Yeah. I'm looking nice today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, I love such things. Amen. Amen. You know, we why do we come to church and think it's a serious thing? Of course, we are serious people. We are very serious people. But we enjoy life, you know. Yeah, so don't walk in, come in church like you're coming in prison. You must be happy. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So when you come in church, relax. Be happy. Enjoy life. Yeah, that's what God gives us. God gives us life. Amen. Yeah, so we don't like religion and traditions.
You know?
No. We want the life of God. The Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Praise the Lord. So, briefly, I'm going to ask Dave to help me again. Okay, so briefly, we're going to talk about doing the work of God. You know, the blessing that comes from doing the work of God. Everyone said, doing the work of God. Yeah, doing the work of God. So the blessing, we need to do the work of God. We all need to get involved in the work of God. To serve God, amen? And so we are talking about doing the work of God. And investing in heaven. Doing the work of God. Investing in heaven. Amen? Doing the work of God, investing in heaven. We need to understand the importance and the security that comes when we invest in heaven. When we do the work of the Lord. What does it mean to invest in heaven? First of all, when you read the Bible, you understand this. Are you with me? This is what you understand. When you read the Bible carefully, you will discover that everything physical comes from what is spiritual. That's what the Bible teaches us. The spiritual world is the mother force of the mother force of everything physical. Yes. So if you want to take care of earthly things. Now listen to this. This is very important. If you want to take care of earthly things. Don't begin by earthly things. Begin with heavenly things. If you want to increase anything earthly, you have to increase your spiritual capacity. Because everything that you see in the physical must begin from the spirit. Okay, so that's why we need to invest in heaven. Doing the work of God. So what does it mean to invest in heaven? Please write this down. Please, write this down so you don't forget it. Investing in heaven means to live a life. Investing in heaven means to live a life that aligns with God's will and purpose. Live a life that is aligned to God's will and purpose. Okay? Write this down. Valuing spiritual growth over temporary pleasures. Value spiritual growth over temporal pleasures. This is what wise people do.
Abantu abagezigezi kino kye bakola.
Are you following me?
Ongoberera.
Are you with me? This is what wise people do.
Abagezigezi kino kye bakola.
Wise people
abantu abagezi
deny themselves
berekereza
short-term pleasure. To enjoy long-term benefits. So heavenly things, when you invest in heaven, it will give you long-term benefits. So for you to receive long-term benefits, you'll have to deny yourself short-term pleasures. Even, in business. Yeah, you deny yourself some pleasures. You save money to invest. Yeah, when you're going to school, when others are going for clubbing, you don't go for clubbing. You stay home and read books so that you can enjoy long-term benefits. Yeah? Yes. Because going for clubbing and drinking is short-term. Yeah, you wake up in the morning, you have hangover. But if you stay home and read books and study, you are building long term. So it's the same when we serve God, when we invest in heaven, when we invest our lives in God and do the work of God, we are investing in heaven long term. Are you together with me? Okay, so we value this. We see our time. Now I'm explaining what it means to invest in heaven. We see our time. We look at our time. We look at our talents and resources as opportunities to serve God. Yes. You look at your resources, the job you have, the money you have, the time you have, the talent you have, the gifts you have. All of us are gifted. Yes. Oh yes, all of you are gifted. Every one of you have a gift. Every one of you have a calling. Yeah, you have a calling. You have a gift. You have an anointing on your life. You have a certain glory on you. Yes, you have something powerful inside of you. You have time. So you look at your time, you look at everything you have, you look at your job as opportunities to serve the Lord and to serve people. Like the team that came from Sweden. That's a perfect example. It's a perfect example. You know, they left their beds to come and sleep in another bed. You know, they left their homes to come and sleep in another house. They left their country. Many hours flying. They came to Uganda. To serve other people. We call that investing in heaven. Leaving your country. Like I left Uganda. And you sent me to Sweden as a missionary. We are investing in heaven. Not only me, but all of us. Because you want me here. Every time. But you send me to Sweden many times. Like next week, you're sending me back. So we are investing in heaven. Amen? Yeah. The Bible says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Are you following me? Yeah? Are we together? Are we? So, it says, Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Yeah? Acceptable. Yes. Amen.
Amina.
You know what that means? It means give your life and give your time. It means give your life and your time to God. And the Bible calls it a reasonable service. A reasonable service. So you and I should not neglect this. We must, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, living sacrifice there means life and time. If you study in, you know, the Greek understanding, it means you present your life and time. Amen. Holy, acceptable to God. And says, it's your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service. Amen. Praise God. So, so we look at time, talents, resources, as opportunities to serve God and to serve people. That is how we accumulate treasures in eternal realm. Okay, so Dave, help us to read Matthew 6:25.
Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life.
What you
will eat, or what you will drink,
know
about your body, what
you will
put on, is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing.
Yeah, so what does he say? He says, worry not. Worry not about your life. And you see, so he's telling us not to worry about the cares of life. Not to be taken by the worries of this life. Being worried about your life. You know, don't be worried. Don't be worried about your life. Don't be worried about your food. Don't be worried about your clothing. Don't be worried about your shelter. Don't allow the worries of this life to control you. Okay, don't worry. He says, don't worry about your life. Don't worry about food and drinks. Okay, and he says, is life not more important? So what you see what we see here is first things come first. Amen. Now, can you enjoy food when you're not alive? Can you dress up when you're not alive? So your life in God should come first.
Okay.
Invest long term. He talks about life. Food is temporal. Clothes are temporal. So don't allow temporal things to control your life. Be focused. And invest your life in the kingdom. There is something good that comes when you invest. It's painful to invest sometimes. Oh yeah, there are times when my wife, you know, she controls the finances. I don't. So sometimes she says, okay, now we're going to save this. And sometimes you feel like, hey. Yeah, it's painful sometimes. You'll go without. Yeah. Because you have saved for something. And you know you have money in the bank. But you can't touch it. And you have a need. You
know,
something temporal, but you love it. You want it. And you go without it. And sometimes you see others enjoying. But you have saved money. You can't touch it. Why? Because you're looking at long term. So Jesus says, look at long term. Don't be carried away by temporal things. Life is more important. And the life he's talking about here is the life in God. You know, I will encourage you always to do the work of the Lord. Invest your life in God. Especially young people. Let's do it early.
Tuchikole ngobude buchali.
Yes. Let's do it early.
Tuchikole ngobude bwakacha.
Let's make a decision early.
Tusale wango bude buchali.
That we're going to invest our life wisely.
Tugenda kusigola magezi.
We're going to invest our lives in God.
Tugenda kusigola mbafe mukatonda.
So plant your life in God.
Sigola mbo mukatonda.
Invest your life in God.
Sigola mbo mukatonda.
Love God with all your life.
Yagala katonda no mulambo bwona.
With all your heart.
No mutima gwo.
With all your soul.
Ne meme yo yona.
That is the wisest things to do.
Checha magezi chisinga cho inzo kukola.
Invest in heaven. Praise God. So you should plant your life in God. Your life in God should come first. First priority. Now let's look at Mark chapter
8.
Mark chapter
8.
Verse 35. Whoever desires to save his life will do what?
Will
lose it. So if you want to save it, you lose it. And that's in the Bible. Repeat it. For whoever desires to save his life, we lose it. So if you want to save it, when you save it is when you lose it. In other words, when you hold your life away from God is when you lose it. Yeah? Do you see that? When you begin to hold from God, hold back. Okay? And you don't serve God. You lose it. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. Okay, let's continue. But whoever loses, whoever gives his life for my sake. Now, whoever gives his life away will do what? Will save it. So how many of you want to save your life? You give it away. You give your life to God.
Ooh,
praise the Lord. Now we know the solution, right? Yeah. Yes. Everyone say amen. Yeah. So now we know. So if you want to save your life, you give it to God. But if you want to lose it, hold it away from God. Yes. Whatever you give away, you save. Whatever you keep for yourself, you lose. This life is for God. Amen. Yes. So everything you have is an opportunity to serve. Your workplace is an opportunity to serve. Your marriage is an opportunity to serve. Now, Frank and Gloria, you have an opportunity. Your unity and your agreement is an opportunity to serve God. Yes. Sonia, you have an opportunity to serve. You don't go home and relax and say, now it's done. It's done, you know. No, work begins, Amos. Those of you that have joined university, it's an opportunity to take the kingdom of God at your university. Yes, that's an opportunity. Those of you that have started work, last Sunday we saw her kids graduating here, and they've started working. They have begun. They have joined the work class. That is an opportunity to serve. Yes. Everywhere we go, it is an opportunity to expand the kingdom. Hey, this is what we need to do. Please save your life. Save your life. Are you with me? Yeah, raise your hands and say, I'm going to save my life. How do we save our lives? How do we save our lives? How do we save our lives? It's by giving our lives away to God. I have a guest, my guest. You hear that? That's my guest right there. Yeah, that's my guest. That's my guest there. I invited. I tell you to invite. Another one is there. Invited. Yeah, that's my guest. Yes. I am inviting. Where is your guest? You have a guest? Oh, yes. You have a guest? Oh, you have a guest? Yes. So we are doing it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So you see, we give our lives to God. That's my message for you today. So, let's read verse 36 and we'll be done. You got the message, right? Yeah, so we are done. So let's read one more verse. 36. If you try to hang on to your life,
Oja bulokola. Asatu mukaga. Erofu na muchi. Bolye siyo na. Neno ufiru moyo wo.
So what profit will you have?
Magobachi.
For you to gain that athli.
O kulia yensi.
And lose your life.
Nujibwa kobu na mugwo.
You live your life. Yeah, I mean you lose your life. You see. No firo ulambu. So how do we save our lives? By giving away. Give your life to God. Serve God. Serve God. And be happy when you serve. Valeria, right? Be happy when you serve. Yeah. And we start early. Right? Mike, yeah? Yeah. We give away. You know, Rachel, you're going as a missionary to Canada.
Rachel, again, I'm a Canada missionary.
You're giving your life away. When are you going?
Why you blame me?
Wednesday. We prayed for her last Sunday. She's going to Canada, Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah, there is a church there waiting for her to serve. Yeah, and listen. We are about a great commission. We don't leave this place to go for green pastures. No.
Don't
worry about food and drinks and clothing. Don't worry about those things. We saw it last Sunday. God will provide. So she's not going for better life.
No.
She's going as a missionary. And there is a church, a good church, waiting for her. They are receiving her when she arrives. And she has a place to serve already. She has a place to serve. She's going to serve in Canada, in Toronto, as a missionary. And more missionaries will go. We're going to send more missionaries. Oh yes. We're going to send missionaries. Yes. Yeah. So she's going to Canada. I'm praying for one to go to Sudan, because we need to go to Sudan. Yes. I'm believing God for Sudan. Why are you laughing? Okay, if you don't want to go to Sudan, I will go. I was there for how many years? Many years. I will go back if you don't want.
But you want? Again and
yes. Yes. But we are missionaries. And so we're going to send more missionaries.
Why?
Listen to this. Because we want to give our lives. Yes. I went to northern part of Uganda during the war. During, you know, Kony. We served there. We served in the war zone. It was tough. As a young man, I gave my life. And when I gave my life, I saved it. We came back. We survived the bullets. When we came back, God sent us to
Sudan
in the mountains of Equatos.
Yeah.
And we gave our lives. And when we gave our lives, we saved. When I came back, God sent me to South Korea. I went to South Korea. Gave my life. And I saved it. I came back. And God has been sending me. Now I'm in
Sweden.
You understand? Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give our lives to God. Let's serve God. But the order is this. We start from Jerusalem. And from Jerusalem we go to Judea. And from Judea we go to. And from Samaria we go to. Toronto, Sudan, Sweden, Germany, South Korea, India, amen. Yeah, Ethiopia, Somalia, yes, yes, in the Islamic, you know, region there, Islamic world, yeah, China, sorry, yes, Gaza, yeah, yeah, amen, yeah, Iran. Yes, it's possible. Because he said, begin from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and up to the ends of the earth. Raise your hands and say, we are going.
Gamba tugenda.
We are going.
Gamba tugenda.
We begin from here, and we increase. You see, the message is this. We are not receivers only, but we are givers. Let's give our lives to God and serve God. And young people, we start early enough. Amen. So as you go to work tomorrow, know that that's an opportunity to serve God. As you go to school tomorrow, that is an opportunity to serve. Love God. Amen. Love God. Love God. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. Ah, that's good. It's a good word. Eh? Are you happy? Yeah, it's good. It's a good message. I love it. It blesses my soul. Amen. Yeah. Let's stand and celebrate the word of the Lord.
Celebrate the word of God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let faith come alive. Yeah. Celebrate him now. Celebrate the word of God. Let faith come alive. Let faith come alive. Let faith come alive. Faith come alive. Faith. Faith come alive. Faith come alive. Faith come alive. Raise your hands and say faith. Come alive. Say faith. Come alive. Come on, pray in the spirit right now. That God will fill you. Yeah, that he will fill you. Yes. That he will fill you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You have a purpose in this life. You have a purpose in this life. You have a purpose in this life. Now let's take these things very serious. Let's begin from Jerusalem. Inviting people to Jesus. Inviting people to church. You know, there's something powerful here. John.
Yokana.
You know, John, come.
John Jang.
Let me show you something. I'm going to release John. John, come here. I met John. Today I was going through our history, and I sent him a picture. I sent him a picture in the morning. I met John many years ago. He was a very small man. He was young. He was. Were you at university when we met? Yeah. So someone invited John to come. And John came to me. And we connected. Long story. We connected and we began to serve God. And then I began to mentor John and disciple him. So John became my disciple. And then one day, Patrick, allow me to say this. So Patrick lost his girlfriend.
Yeah,
he was planning to get married. He's a serious man, by the way. He was trying to get married. So, she died. Went to be with the Lord. We blessed the family and her. You know, she rested in the Lord. She was a believer. So, we were driving with John. And then John stopped the car in the middle of the road. Stopped the car. And he said, "That's my friend. He's called Patrick. Lost his girlfriend. They are going for burial. Pray for him."
So
we blessed, and Patrick, you know, went. And John took care of Patrick.
John Nanda Bidida.
You understand that? John took care of Patrick, loved Patrick. They were close. He talked to me many, many times about Patrick. And
he
says, "You need to meet my friend. He's broken." And he was abused by leadership. So he had lost his girlfriend. He was under some unhealthy leadership, so he was broken. He was bleeding. And he was tired of church. You know? But he took care of him. And then he invited him. And he brought him to me. And we connected. And I began to disciple him. Now you see the connection. You see how God works. Now he's a pastor. He's now in Bukoma Nsimbi planting a church. Did you see that? You connect the testimony. Now, we are investing our lives in God. Now, John is a businessman. He's not a pastor. He's a businessman. He's not a pastor. But he's a full-time minister of the gospel. Yeah, he's a full-time minister of the gospel. Now, Patrick is investing in heaven by planting the church. And God is rewarding him, and God is going to reward him. But John has a share on this reward. Yes. You understand? Yes.
Amina.
Yes. Because every time Patrick goes to Bukoma Nsimbi and Amos goes to Bukoma Nsimbi and they do the church and they do just
up.
He's sitting in his office counting money. The other man there, John, he's a businessman. He's counting money in his office. But as God blesses people in Bukoma
Nsimbi,
blessings are sent to John. Yes. Because if John did not respond to the call, we wouldn't have had the church in Bukoma Nsimbi, trust me. So the church and the work in Bukoma Nsimbi came from John. This is the man.
Do you
see how God works? This is the man.
And
so when God looks at the work that God is doing in Masaka, Greater
Masaka,
he looks at John. He's a full-time minister of the gospel. Do you understand it? But John is not in Masaka. He's counting money in his office. But people are getting saved. That's how God works. Let's serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Amen. God bless you so much. We're going to have a prayer meeting tomorrow. So be here tomorrow at 18 hours, 6 p.m. We'll be praying, especially young people. Be here. Okay, let's be here and pray tomorrow. And God will bless us. Amen. Is there anything I've forgotten? I think we are good. Are we good? Yeah? We are good. So thank you so much. Be nice to one another. Don't just run away from church. Greet someone, love someone. Invite someone to come to church next Sunday. Don't come alone, bring someone with you. Amen. So God bless you so much. We love you, remember. Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you.